Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The developers of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline say they are canceling the multi-state natural gas project. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, the energy companies blame delays and cost uncertainty.
Dominion Energy and Duke Energy say they're pulling the plug on the proposed $8 billion pipeline. It was designed to carry natural gas across 600 miles through West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina. Just last month, the two companies won a victory at the U.S. Supreme Court over a critical permit needed to tunnel under the Appalachian Trail. But the companies cited uncertainty and delays around the project, which was already several years behind schedule. The pipeline met with fierce opposition from landowners and environmental groups who say it would encourage the further use of fossil fuels. The Trump administration has tried to make it easier to build pipelines and energy infrastructure, but opponents have succeeded in slowing and blocking some major projects. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Coronavirus cases continue to surge this holiday weekend. More than 2.8 million people are infected, and deaths are nearing 130,000. That according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Texas hit a record for hospitalizations this weekend with Houston as the epicenter. Officials are begging people to stay home. Harris County Judge Lina Hidalgo.
Dominion.
All I can say is recommend, ask that the community stay home, which of course is not as effective and I don't think is appropriate at the level of crisis we're facing right now. Today, restaurants are still open. Indoor events can take place no matter the size. And so that's the issue that I'm facing here.
She's the head of the county's governing body, and she was speaking there to ABC News. She says Houston has moved to the highest possible threat level, which she says signifies a severe and uncontrolled level for COVID-19. Austin's mayor, Steve Adler, says hospitals are facing a crisis. Both mayors are calling on the governor for more help. Atlanta's Transit Authority says it will hand out 2 million disposable masks at its rail and bus stations starting tomorrow. As Lily Oppenheimer from member station WABE reports, the agency is asking all riders to wear them, but not requiring it.
The mask giveaway comes as last week, Georgia public health officials confirmed 3,000 new COVID-19 cases in one day. The Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority, or MARTA, says workers will start handing out the masks between 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. on weekdays. That may expand to nights and weekends based on demand. The CDC continues to recommend masks be worn in public areas to reduce the spread of the coronavirus. Georgia was one of the first states to reopen its economy, and Governor Brian Kemp has declined to issue stricter rules or require face masks in public. Nearly 3,000 Georgians have died from the virus. For NPR News, I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Atlanta.
And you're listening to NPR News. Hong Kong's public libraries are no longer carrying books from the city's pro-democracy writers. This just days after Beijing introduced sweeping national security legislation. This is according to activists. Now, that legislation has been criticized by pro-democracy activists, lawyers, and foreign governments who worry it will be used to stifle dissent and undermine freedoms the former British colony was promised when it was returned to Chinese rule in 1997. Federal energy regulators may soon decide whether to take over dozens of state programs that help the residential solar industry grow quickly in recent years. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the move has solar advocates, though, worried.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, is considering a request to take over net metering programs most states now have. Net metering reduces the cost of solar panels because every kilowatt a homeowner produces that they don't use, the local utility has to buy at retail rates. Critics say reimbursement should be at wholesale rates. They argue poor ratepayers end up subsidizing wealthier ones who are more likely to install solar panels. Solar backers say a change would upset two decades of regulatory history and hurt the residential solar industry. The FERC recently finished collecting public comments. There's no timeline for a decision. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Presidential elections were held in the Dominican Republic today after delays because of the pandemic. Polls are indicating that a businessman with no previous experience in government is favored to oust a party that has ruled for the past 16 years. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.